Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Right at Cowboy. And chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley. That's right. It's Jay Binkley time here on 96.5 The Fan. Binkley, did you figure out the computers yesterday? We heard you were struggling.
No, it was funny because those new computers, like the Google Docs, weren't at least working where Bob sits. And so Alex was doing what's trending or whatever. I literally couldn't see anything from it.
Well, it's got two different accounts that you tried to sign in over here.
Well, it's whatever it is. I had the email pulled up. It's whatever he sent it to. And I said, dude, I can't see
one of them
anything
says
here.
So one of them says Hugh Janus at Beakley.
So I was just like, whatever's trending, I was just thinking off the top of my head. I was trying it in at the break. I said, can you resend it to me? So he resent it to me, and we got it to work. But it wasn't, those new computers, like, it wasn't showing up. So I was like, I had no idea what was on the rundown.
Hey, Beakley, why is the NFL going to cry if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs?
You know what, Dust Man? Let me tell you about this. So the ratings came out versus the Broncos and Chiefs last weekend, right? 29 million people watched that game. Broncos fans are all celebrating that everybody wanted to watch their team. Let me tell you something, Denver. They weren't watching you. They were watching the Chiefs. And right now, the Chiefs going into that game, three of the top five NFL games this season involved the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, so three of the top five, 55 of the top 60 watch programs in this country were NFL games. But yet three of the top five were Kansas City Chiefs games. This game now goes into that top five. So now four of the top five watched NFL games in this season involve the Kansas City Chiefs. When they play the Cowboys next week on Thanksgiving, that game, because of the Cowboys viewership and the Chiefs viewership, that game is going in the top five. So when we sit here next week, the top five, 1 through 5 watch teams in America are the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how bad they want them to go to the postseason. Whether people love them, hate them, want to see them win, want to see them lose, for your team to be 1 through 5 is insane.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I said, you know, for all these people that are hoping the Chiefs are done and they're not in the playoffs this year, be careful what you wish for. How interesting are the playoffs going to be without Patrick Mahomes in them?
Well, and they watch them. I mean, but honestly, that 29 million puts them right there, I think, at number three watched NFL games this year. So they're already three of the top five. Now they're, today as we sit there, four of the top five. And the NFL sees these numbers. NFL.com put out the numbers last week. Well, they can add another Chiefs game to it. So there's the Chiefs helmet to four of the top five watched NFL games. Or the Chiefs, again, they've got America where they want them. Either you want to see them win or you want to see them lose, but they're still watching the Kansas City Chiefs to keep it relevant. That's why they're in prime time. When people complain they're in prime time, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for why they're the first Netflix game, the first Peacock playoff game, first YouTube game. There's a reason why the Chiefs are making the NFL millions of dollars.
Binkley, I guess I'm the only one willing to say I don't think this is a playoff team, but
it starts this week. And I think this game is also going to pull a big number as well. CBS, Romo, sure. Nance, obviously at noon. Colts coming to town. They're the, you know, the second big threat right now in the AFC because Denver took care of their business last week and a 29-point whatever million viewership. What scares you about the Indianapolis Colts this week other than Jonathan Taylor?
Well, yeah, obviously Jonathan Taylor is. I think he's definitely an MVP. Could easily be the MVP. He would get my vote at this point.
Good.
But I know there's Daniel Jones, who's turned the ball over 7 times the last 2 weeks, so they do have that. Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Warren, it's not any of those guys. Like, you would think, okay, the Colts, you're worried about Taylor and all that. Well, just one guy in the last 28 games has run for 100 yards against the Chiefs. That doesn't scare me. It's Louis Anarumo. And he's not really being talked about a lot when people are, you know, breaking this game down nationally. They're talking about Daniel Jones' resurgence and Jonathan Taylor and what he can do. It's the defensive coordinator. And when he was with the Cincinnati Bengals, he was fired last year with Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Their defense was bad then. It's worse now, in my opinion. They haven't had the talent there. But for some reason, Chiefs played them extremely close. Whether the Chiefs won, whether they won the game, the AFC title game in overtime, taking the team to the Super Bowl where they beat the Chiefs in the regular season. He had a way to make those Chiefs-Bengals games extremely close that could have gone one way or the other, but he had a way to limit the Chiefs' offense. That guy in particular worries me more than anything about the Indianapolis Colts is the fact they have a defensive coordinator that's seen the Chiefs and he's beat the Chiefs.
Talking with Jay Binkley here on 96.5 The Fan. Jay, do you think this is a playoff team?
I do. I think they do get in. Obviously, it all hinges upon Sunday. I mean, that is the that is the fork in the road, the crossroads game for the Chiefs, like they faced a couple years ago on Christmas when they lost to the Raiders, the lowly Raiders, and they went to 9-6, and the sky was falling. And they had the Bengals the next week, and they could have, you know, could have lost that game and let that Raiders game parlay itself into the Bengals game. They didn't. They didn't play a great game. Joe Burrow didn't play in that game, but they won it. And then they went on an epic run. And they finished out the season. That is the year they went on the road in the playoffs after they beat Miami in the minus, 31-degree wind chill in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They beat the Bills on the road. They beat the Ravens on the road. They beat the number 2, number 3, number 4 scoring offenses in the NFL. The number 1, 3, and 5, 4 scoring defenses. They were number 2. So you didn't get to play them, but it was one of the most epic runs we've seen in the postseason. They parlay that to a Super Bowl win, but they were 9-6 on Christmas Day when they lost to the Raiders. So yeah, I think if they beat the Colts, because then you get the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are so up and down this year. I think they did get better at the trade deadline, obviously, but then the Chiefs have that mini bye. So mini bye going into a December with everything right in front of them. I mean, Houston at home, Chargers at home. Their only road games at Tennessee, at Las Vegas, and then getting a chance to redemption at the Broncos. And who knows what happens on Christmas? Mm-hmm. Will Broncos already have this division settled? Will they have full attention to the Kansas City Chiefs? Or will the Chiefs extract revenge on them? It is very, very appealing. And the Cowboys is that one game they could lose because it's an NFC game. You don't want to lose it, but that's the one that's the NFC game. But, yeah, this Colts game matters everything. If they lose the Colts, yeah, we can pretty much say the season's done next week. But if they win it, that glimmer of hope becomes larger.
What did you think of the rankings last night for college football?
They were interesting. For the first time, I think there's real people talking about it. James Madison, I thought, and a lot of people thought this team, 9-1, they should have been that, not that it matters, but that group of five team that does make the playoffs, it was Tulane.
Yep.
Tulane's got 2 losses. They're with the conference, with Navy, with North Texas. It's going to be one of those teams. It's going to be North Texas. It's going to be Navy, or it's going to be James Madison, or it could be Tulane. I think it's going to be one of those 4 teams that end up making the playoffs. But they chose Tulane, and I loved what their coach said. I don't know if you saw John Summerall, what he said. He goes,
no.
I don't know if we deserve this. He goes, no team you can see is really worthy in November 13th ranking. So he was selling that whole Nick Saban rat poison thing. Like, don't put us up here. It's great that you did, but are we that good? Like, he was being really honest, like, about where his team sat. But, yeah, it could be any of those teams. But, yeah, last week it was South Florida. They get rolled by Navy. Now this week it is Tulane. I do expect, as a 3rd rankings, I do expect that to change. Obviously, these teams have to finish up at the end of the year, and then they have to win their conference championship game, which is going to be tough for any of them. But I think there's 4 teams with a legitimate shot. But everything else was fine. Alabama, I always thought, didn't deserve the number 4 ranking. I know it sounds crazy because it's Alabama, but they can't run the football. They had 80 yards rushing this weekend. That's the most they've had in the last 3 weeks. They just can't put teams away. Ty Simpson is a great quarterback and deserves all the praise and will be a first-round quarterback. Alabama builds lead. They just can't salt the game away at the end. They're 14 out of 16 teams rushing in the SEC. So Georgia now takes over as number four. And Texas Tech moves up to number five with two Big 12 teams sitting right there in the first teams out with Utah and BYU. And last week, Oklahoma was the first team out. Now they're back in the college football playoffs. So it stands pretty good. For the Big 12, they only had one team last year. Could they get two teams in this year and double up what they had last year? Very possible. But I think for the most part, the rankings were fair, and I do think that group of five team is going to keep rotating at the very end of it.
Well, Binkley, I guess enjoy – you do have some games tonight. You got Central Michigan versus Kent State, Miami huge. Of Ohio versus Buffalo tonight. So you got some –
I know that I'm hard.
That was a huge –
You got some action tonight, Binkley. I love it for you.
You know what? Football, we're in the middle of that stretch of 49 straight games. We're on in the 20s at this point.
For wow.
A game every single night. So
don't blow your load yet.
A little flip on a little action. Got some NFL action tomorrow and some college football Friday and Saturday till the all-important Chiefs-Colts game on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, Binkley, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. We'll talk to you soon.
I mean, there's nothing more appealing, Dusty, than a 5-5 Miami, Ohio team taking on a 5-5 Buffalo team.
You know, Ben Roethlisberger, he went to Miami of Ohio. Great quarterback. Probably be a Hall of Famer. 2-time Super Bowl champion at Pittsburgh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.